on Daf Pei Hei Amid Beis. Four lines from the beginning of the Gemara. We hear in the Mishnah as follows. And we're speaking about when, till where does Kedushas Yerushalayim extend to, and where does it end? So it says, Min ha'agaf v'lefnim kelefnim, min ha'agaf v'lechutz kelechutz. So the Gemara asks, Agufe kashe, amret min ha'agaf v'lefnim kelefnim. So ha'agaf over here means from where the door begins. From where the door begins in the room, and Rashi v'istos in the Mishnah, d'haino toich ha'ir mamish kelefnim. That is min ha'agaf. That means when the door begins, the oivi ha'pnimis, fas ha'pnimi shal oivi ha'pesach. That's where the door begins. Ad mokim anekisha. That means where the door begins and where the door ends. That's the kol oivi ha'delas. So, min ha'agaf ha'lefnim means from where the door begins, further in, that has a din of Yerushalayim. Min ha'agav lechutz v'ayistais, from where the door ends and further, that is a din of chutz Yerushalayim. But the makim hadelas alone, that area, when the door is closed, so that makim is sosum with the delas. And now when you open the door, you have an area over here. So what halacha does this makim have? Hagufa kasha. Amrit min ha'agav lefnim kelefnim. Vaistois, that from the beginning of the door and in, that is a din lefnim. Ha'agav atzmoi, but the mokim hadelas alone, kilachutz, that is considered chutz l'Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim ends from the beginning of the door. Eima say, from ina agav alachutz kilachutz, from the end of the door and further out, it has a din of chutz l'Yerushalayim. Ha'agav atzmoi kilefnim, but the area that the door is memalei has a din of pnim. So we have a stira in the Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, loy kasha. There's a difference. Certain doors, the mokim adelas has a din of pnim, and certain doors, the mokim adelas has a din of chutz. Kan b'sharei azore. By the sharei azore, so the mokim adelas has a din of pnim. It has a very kedushas azore. Kan b'share Yerushalayim. But share Yerushalayim, then the halacha is that the mokim hadelas is a din of chutz l'Yerushalayim. The Omar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchok mimneim aloi niskat shei share Yerushalayim. Why? What the shiore Yerushalayim not niskadish? That means the mokim hadelas was also not niskadish. B'nei shemitzoyroim meginim tachteim b'cham b'nei achama b'kshomim b'nei akshomim. That means, if the Mokim Hadelas would have Kedushas Yerushalayim, so the Metzoroim would not be able to go underneath the Sha'orim to stand there in order to protect themselves from the elements, because they're Meshulach Chutz Mishalish Machnes. So therefore, when they were Mekadish Yerushalayim, they made sure that the mokim had losses, the sha'orim should not become niskadish b'kedushas Yerushalayim. V'omar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchok mimnei malo niskat shoshar nikner. And also, even though we learned that all the sha'orim of the Azorim were niskadish and have the kedusha of the pnim, but Shal Nikner was not Niskadish. Because they stood in Shal Nikner, and they were Machnis, the Bohines, into the Azore. So if they would have been Mekadish, Shal Nikner, so the Shal Nikner would have a din of Kedushas Azore. So the Mitzoyre would be also to enter Shal Nikner also. So therefore, they weren't Mekadish al-Nikner in order to enable the Mitzayre to stand underneath that Sha'ar and should be Machnes, Bohines, Yodov into the Azor. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Agaf Atzmoi, Oivi Hashar, the thickness of the Sha'ar, Min HaNekisha B'lifnim. That means from the area where it bangs. That's the end of the door. The door end, that means the door is nichnas into the threshold to where it bangs. So, mina nekishev lefnim, which this is the mokem skiras stimas adelas, what halacha does this mokem have? So the Gemara says it depends. Shara Yerushalayim, by the Shara Yerushalayim, agav atzmoy kilochutz. So the mokem of the deles is kilochutz, shleinis kaddish of yom. That the oivi hamokim was not niskadish. So that means, so that enabled the mitzayroim to enter underneath the whole shah, because the door of Yerushalayim was flush with the beginning of the, that means the door of Yerushalayim, the delas, was right by the svas hapnimi shel oivi hapesach. It, that means it was flush, right, by the oivia, by the threshold, that's where the door, that was the svas hapnimi of the door. The inside chelik of the door was flush to the walls, to the inside walls of Yerushalayim. The Rashi says, klomi na'agaf v'lifnim dainu toich ha'ir mamish. That means the door was flush with the chaymim b'bifnim. So they made this area, the mokem skiras adelas, they made this area, it shouldn't become the Skadish, that the whole mokem of the Pesach Yerushalayim, the whole shahr should not be the Skadish, that the mitzayroim should be able to stand and protect themselves from the elements on the whole shahr, all the shahrim of Yerushalayim. Agav atme kelechut shaloi niskadish ovyon. Sharei Azore, Niskadish of Yom, the thickness of the Shar was Niskadish, Bikdushes Azore, all the Sharim have Kdushes Azore. Chutz mi Shar Nikner, besides Shar Nikner, why was Shar Nikner not Niskadish? Mibnei Amitzoire Sha'oimet Shom Ba'oide Mechusa Kippurim. Because the Mitzoire had to stand there when he was a Mechusa Kippurim, Umachnes misham bahinoisov lazor. He was machnes the bahinis in the azore. So in order to be machnes the bahinis in the azore, he had to stand, he couldn't enter the azore, it was a machusa kippurim. So he stood in Shar Nikner, which was the most extreme Shar Mizrahi of the azore, so he stood there. Period. Now there's a new Dibur HaMaschil. Mitzoyre mishtaleyach chutz l'sholish machnes. Now Rashi is explaining why they had to make sure not to be mekadish sha'ore Yerushalayim, because the mitzoyre is mishtaleyach chutz l'sholish machnes, k'demrine be'ludvor, and that's machne shchina, machne leviyah, and Yerushalayim. So memele, that's why they had to make sure that the sha'orim were not niskadish, did not have kedushin Yerushalayim, so they'd be able to stand there to protect themselves from the elements. Mimnei ma'aloi niskadsho shar nikner b'kdushis azore. Why is shar nikner different than all the other sharei azore which were niskadish b'kdushis azore? V'hu shar ha-mizrochi shal azore. This is the most eastern shar of the azore. So the Gemara answers, because the Mitzayroim were oimdim shom b'yayim shmoyne limei sefore, this was the eighth day, la'achash and nisrape, after he was nisrape v'gilech v'toval, v'herev shimshe b'shvi, v'aydenu mechusa kippurim, v'sanya b'hakoimitz, mechusa kippurim shenichnas lazora oin sheikoritz, Even though it's only mechusa kapore, he's chayiv kores if he enters the azore. V'navkelon ma'oy tumosoy boy, u'machnes, so me'mele, so he couldn't stand in the azore. The bohines, he had to be machnes in the azore. But he himself could not stand in the azore. U'machnes yodov, misham la'azore, losis aleim idam ha'oshem. She'ilu ma'itziyoy lechutz, if he'd be mighty, this behindus lochutz, so he'd be mighty the dam lochutz, and if so be yaitz, it means if the kain would be mighty the dam, he wouldn't stick in his behindus. into the Azore, so then the dam would be nifsel with Yaitse. Hay nifsel be Yaitse. So therefore, so he had to stick the Bahines into the Azore. Aye, how was he permitted to stick the Bahines into the Azore about Kaponimis and Machusa Kippurim? So on that Rashi says two Mahalchim. One Mahalch is Obiya Bemiktsis Lav Shma Biya, La'on Shayalkach, that since it's only a Miktsis Biya, Roiv of the Guf is outside of the Azore, so that is not considered that he entered the Azore Betumet, since only a Biya Miktsis. Inami Shma Biya, Afilo Yoseit Shma Biya, So how was he permitted to be machnas the bahinis? Gzeres hakosev, that the Torah was matter this biya betume. Hashem, so he's permitted to be machnas bahinoisov in the Azor. The marsho af an oath in Taisvis and Yevomis dav zainam at beis es kakashe. It seems from the Gemara. Explains why were they not Mekadish the Shar Nikner, because the Ranta Metzera should stand there in order she'd be able to be Machnas the Bahinus in the Azore. If they'd be Mekadish it, then he wouldn't be able to be Machnas, and he had to stand Chutz outside of Shar Nikner. So he's standing outside of Shar Nikner, so then he can't be Machnas the Bahinus in the Azore. That's the Chel de Ivra of the Gemara. So Taisvis asks, and Yevomis the Marsha asks, so don't be Mekadish Arnikner. Normally, all the Sha'orim had the Kedushas Hamokim Shebefnim. All the Sha'aris are well like this. Now, the whole reason they weren't Mekadish Arnikner was because there's a problem. Because the Betzayre has to be Machnes Yodov in the Azores. So if they be Mekadish Arnikner, he can't do this. So Frank the Marsha, so let him go and be Mekadish Sha'anikner. So then Sha'anikner has Kedushas Azor. So he'll stand outside of Sha'anikner. Why do you have to stone the chib of the cup to leave the Metzayre? Because the Metzayre has a problem. Be Mekadish Sha'anikner, and he'll stick in his bohines in Sha'anikner, which has Kedushas Azor. So the Rivon in Yevomis and the Marsha answers over here, that even though it has Kedushas Azore, but here it says Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem it's not. Taisvis and Yevomis asks on the Rivon, he doesn't understand Zeratif of old, if it would have Kedushas Azore, it's called Lifnei Hashem. Somehow we see there's a very Lomdashe Machloikis, what is needed for in order to get Hashem Lifnei Hashem. The Rivon and the Marsha held that even though there's Kedushas Azor, it's still not considered Lifnei Hashem. Al Kaponim, Taisvus asked this Kasha on the Ribon. Taisvus said it is not Maspi. That if there would be Mekadish, the Shal Nikna, so it would have Kedushas Azor, and it's called Lifnei Hashem. So the Rabbeinu Tam says a very interesting Teretz. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that the reason they weren't Mekadish, the Shah is again that the Metzayre should be able to have protection from the elements. Because underneath that, so the old Chlaner and Yevomis is Mevaya. That means the Metzayre had its weight there. That means the Kahanim were very busy. Till they came to him, he had a weight there. So if it was raining, so upon him, he'd get wet the whole time. See, if there would be Mekadish Shal Nikner, so he's standing out, he's standing in Ezra's Yisrael, he'll be drenched by them. So therefore, in order that he should have protection from the elements, that's why they weren't Mekadish Shal Nikner, in order that he should be able to protect himself from the elements underneath Shal Nikner, and so then he was able to stand there, and the behindness he stretched in into the Azor. Zog Taisvis, loy niskade shal nikner, vim taima, im kein bishare azore gufa lifloik, that we have here a stira in the Mishnah. In agaf lifnim ke lifnim. Baistais agaf alone is like lechutz. Then says magav lechutz ke lechutz, baistais agaf is ke bifnim. So that's why you have to jump to Yerushalayim, Let us say, kan b'shari azore, kan b'shari niktem, kan b'shari azore gufa lifle, kan b'shari nikne, shari nikne, is the agaf hezadin of chutz, kan b'shar shorim, the agaf hezadin of b'fnim. Yishlem d'masnisnim b'pesach koi, she'enei nifsel ala chutz l'choy mishirushalayim, the beginning of the Mishnah speaking about a korban Pesach. So the agaf is also speaking about the mokim hayoytzi of a korban Pesach. So Mamela, so we have to Arkoch, the Mishnah is Arkoch also speaking about Shari Yerushalayim. So that's why the Gemara in Shari Yerushalayim Take does not have a din, the agav has a din of Kichutz. So Mamela, that's why the Gemara mentioned Kan b'Shari Yerushalayim, Kan b'Shari Yazor. Zog the Gemara weiter. Achaloymes va'oyvei achoyme, that has a din of Yerushalayim. That's what it says in the Mishnah, Kilefnim. Amar Rav, Gagin va'aliyos lo niskatshu. So Rav says that the Gagin, the roofs, and the aliyos, the second floor of the houses in Yerushalayim, lo niskatshu. Zot Rashi, bein gaga Yerushalayim. Rav is saying, whenever we need a Kedushas HaMokim, so the Gagim do not have that Kedusha. The Gagim are Chilek Rishus Bifnei Atzmo. Ben Gaga Yerushalayim B'Kedushas Yerushalayim L'Kodshim Kalim. Yerushalayim is, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is the one that is able to eat Kodshim Kalim. So that's, and the Kalk of Yerushalayim. But if a person is in an Aliyah or on a Gag of a Bayis in Yerushalayim, so that is chaylik rishus bifnei atzmoi, that doesn't have a din of Yerushalayim, and therefore he's not permitted to eat kochim kalam on the gagim. Ben gage lishka is ha'azore b'kdushas ha'azore, the kdushas koche kochim. The halacha is that koche kodoshim have to be eaten in the azore. So if a person will want to eat the koche kochim on the gagim of the lishkais, so it's also chaylik rishus b'fnei atzmo. It does not have a din of kedushas azore. It's a different mokim, not mokim azore. And therefore, the one is not permitted to eat kochi kochim there. That's the chiddush of Rav. Gagim v'aliyos lo niskatshu. Any fact, the Gemara have a stira in Rav himself. For Omar Rav, mishum Rav Chiye, Rav said b'shem Rav Chiye, kizeisa pischa. Kezeisa pischa means that if you had a Pesach with a multitude of menuyim on it, and there was only sufficient for each monui, one kezayis. So that means you had a lot of menuyim on this Korban Pesach. So if you had such a Korban Pesach, is vahalile. When the Chabure said, halo, poka igret. So, ke'ilu, the gag split from the tremendous, the deafening noise, the deafening sound of the halo that was said from this large chabure. Kezeisa pischozak trashi, chabures gdoilois hoyu nimnim. They used to make large chabures, achloi hoya pesach megila cholechot kim kezeis mina pesach. That only, each one was only able to eat one kezayis from the Pesach. V'halile, poka igre, l'koil hamoiles ha-hamoin, mea halo. The koil of the hamoin from the halo that was says, doimim ke'ilu hagagim mispakim. It was ke'ilu that the roof split. Shayoim rima halo ala Pesach, kedisna lekamon, harishin ton halo al-chilosu, Pesachishin, needed Amiras Halal, so when the Halal was said after the Achilas HaPesach, one felt ke'ilu the gag split. Yeah, that's what it says in this, that's what Rav Chiya said. Maila, so the Gemara understood what does this mean? The Ochli be'igre, the Omri be'igre. That they ate on the gag, we're speaking about the chabura, that they ate on the gag, the omri began, they said halal on the gag. So you see that they were able to eat on the gag. Now, Rav said that the gagim, lo niskatshu, doesn't have kedushas Yerushalayim. So how were they allowed to eat the Korban Pesach on the Gagin? Let us see Rashi. My lav the ochli lebi Gagin, alma gage Yerushalayim niskatshu. You see the Gagin on niskatshu. That's if dushes Yerushalayim. Loi, so the Gemara says, no, the ochli ba'are ba'omri ba'igre. They ate it on the first floor. They ate it on the ground. Because only that has Kedushas Yerushalayim. For Omri Begre, and in the Hallel, that they said, that means it was very stuffy and very crowded in the house. You had a big chabure. And so it was very stuffy in the house to eat the Korban Pesach. So when it came to say Hallel, then they went out on the roof. And then they said Hallel, on the roof. The Ochli Ba'are Ba'omri Begre. Eini, fragt die Gemara, you're not allowed, if they ate it in the bayis, you have to say Hallel also in the bayis. Was nan, we learned in the Mishnah, Eim Avtirin Achar HaPesach Afikoymen. After the Achilles HaPesach, you cannot end the Suda with an Afikoymen. Ve'omar Rav, what does that mean, Afikoymen? Shelo Yakru Mechabure Lechabure. That you should not leave this chabur and go to another chabur. So the Gemara understood in the Kasha, that means that you have to remain during the whole Seder, the Mokim Achilles HaPesach, Shlo Yakom Mechabur Lechabur. So I say she can't say that they ate in the Ochli Ba'are Ba'omri Be'igre. Because Rav himself said that you have to remain there, Shlo Yakom Mechabur Lechabur. So the Gemara says, loy kasha, kan b'shas achila, kan shaloy b'shas achila. Rav only meant that if they were still in the process of eating, they finished the Korban Pesach, they finished achila sa Pesach, now they want to eat some dessert, and they want to go to a different chabura to eat dessert. So Rav holds, even though me ikaradin, you're allowed to eat after the Korban Pesach. No, and the mikaradin, you're allowed to eat with a different chabura the dessert also. But the Mishnah says, Kozman, you're in the middle of the eating process, you're not allowed to change your mokim achila. Shelo yakru mechabura lechabura. Because Chazal were afraid if you'll leave this chabura and go to another chabura for the dessert, the next year you might go and eat the Korban Pesach also there. And that is also, you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach in two chaburas. So therefore they asked B'shas Achila to go to a different chabura. But after you benched already, so now it's just, you're only drinking the last two cases and you're saying Hallel, so then you're permitted to leave the Mokim Achila and go up to the Gag and say Hallel. Zot Rashi. Hey maftirim, kshegiyez manoi li potom in a suda, when he's B'shas, he's about to end the suda, d'ayin l'achar ha-Pesach, Shuhu nechal ba'achroina ala soide, the Pesach was nechal ba'achroina, shekein choyvas kol ha'kolbonitz, kidekai molon, lemoshcho, legdulo kederch shamolochem oichlem, the Pesach was eaten last ala soide, was eaten derech gedule, that means that's the chshivis of the oichel, I'm not eating it because I'm starved, I'm eating it out the oichel mitzadatzma yish choshu, Ein iftorim, you can't finish off the suda yidei afikoymen. Vom arav afikoymen. What is the taich afikoymen? Loshen hoitziyu kleichem. Afik mono. Take out the kalim, mikan, v'neilich v'neucheloit b'chabura cheres. And let's eat some dessert with a different chabura. So the Gemara says, the whole Isar is b'shas achila. But shaloi b'shas achila. So then, you're permitted to go. It's a very interesting mashal. Mashal wants to say pshat, that's not pshat, that it says in the Chiddush HaGodes, that what is pshat? Omri poka igre. So he says, Absentosante vote. He says, Kizese pische vahalile poka igre. The Mashal wants to say, the vadai achiloson bebayis, b'shas they ate the Korban Pesach, epshe sheze ochloi l'shem Pesach,
Nachila, you have different matzovim, different madregas. Other people ate it l'shem Pesach. B'zeh ochle l'shem achila gasa. It was very tempting, the korban Pesach. So others didn't eat it azay l'shem shemayim. They ate it l'shem achila gasa. So memele, when it came to the achilas ha-Pesach, we couldn't say that everyone ate l'shem shemayim. Aval ahalo vaday de kulam l'shem shemayim hoya. Ahainu remes de poka igre lalois chel kriyosom l'mayla l'shemayim. That means the halo was said l'shem shemayim, that was bekeya all the rikiyim, that was ichas said l'shem shemayim. The chila, that's already, that was zayna bal madrega to eat l'shem shemayim. Aval halo kem shen yozog l'shem shemayim. Especially after you've eaten already. Zalkoponim, that's, he said, that's what it, this is Maramis. Okay, so again, back to the memre of Rav, that Rav said that the Gage is loin is kacha. Toshma, abisho loin meralias beis kacha yakadoshim, chamucha mi beis kacha yakadoshim, the aliyah, the room over the kodesh akadoshim, was more chomor than the kodesh akadoshim alone. In what way? Shebeis kodshei akadoshim kain gobel nichnus loy pamachas bishonin. The kodesh akadoshim al kaponim once a year, the kain gobel was permitted to go in. Baalias beis kodshei akadoshim ein nichnus lim lola pamachas bishavuam. They entered it once in 7 years. Vamilo pamayim bishavua twice in 7 years. Vamilo pamachas biyoivu once in 50 years. Leida mahi tzricha. So let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Pesach, Pamachas Bishonim, Yom HaKippurim, Liktoires, the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh Kedoshim for the Aktoras HaKedoshim, Lazoyes Bein Abadim. But Aliyah, which was Al-Gabe, HaKodesh Kedoshim, that was Pamachas Bishavua Bishmita. Mai Tzricha, Shema Tiboka HaChoymo, Tzricha Tikum, Salkoponim, so therefore, that was the only reason they went in, so therefore they were memayit the siloch, so the once 50 years was sufficient. Aba alma aliyos niskatsho. According to Rav, Rav said, gagging valiyos loy niskatsho, doesn't have kedushas hamokim. It's chaylik rishus befnei atzmoi. This is a different rishus. This is not kodesh kadoshim. This is valiyah. So this is the aliyah, say bazoi, so why can you go in? This doesn't have Ketushas Kodesh Kadoshim, and it says even Chetzchamura. Omar Rav Yosef Mehechel Nekem V'Nesev Inish. You're asking Akasha from the Aliyah of the Hechel. Shani Hechel. The Hechel is different. The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk. Vayitein David L'Shloimei B'noi Estavnes Ha'ulam. He gave him the blueprints of the Ulam Be'ez Boto Be'ez Kanzakov, Aliyoiso, Vachadoro, Vapnimim, Ubeis, Akapoiris. Vachsiv, Akil, Bersov, Miyad, Hashem, Olai, Iskil. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Shani Heichel, Vachsiv, Bei, Vachsiv, David says, Vachsiv, Vachsiv, Akil, Bixav, Miyad, Hashem, Olai, Iskil. Alma Kodesh. So Bais Tachois, it is Kodesh. So from the Gemara, first of all, we see from the Gemara that Shani Heichel, the Aliyah of the Heichel, that Aliyah is different. That was Niskadish. And that means, so that what Rav said, Gagin va'aliyos lo niskatshu. So he could be speaking about the aliyos which were in the Zohar also. As long as it wasn't the aliyos of the Heichel, so it was lo niskatshu, the stavka the aliyos of the Heichel. Where does it say the Heichel? Stama was starting from the Ulam. The Ulam Dachsima was 10 Amis in front of the Heichel. We're going further, both of Kanzakov, Aliyosov, Chadorov, Apnimim, we're going from the Ulam into the Heichel, so Koponim, we're only speaking about this area, the area of the Aliyos which were in the Heichel. So since the Pasuk mentions them, So they were zichen is kaddish. Now what is pshat? Since the pasuk mentions them, they were niskaddish. So lechayre, the pasuk is telling us mokim hamigdosh. What is the mokim hamigdosh? This pasuk is telling us mokim hamigdosh. Ulam, Botov, Aliyosov, Beis HaKapayres, this all is Mokim HaMikdash. So if the Pasuk tells us that this is Mokim HaMikdash, then it's not Chaylik Rishus Bifnei Atzmoy. The whole lumdis of Rav was that whenever you have a Mokim, so that Mokim is has the Kedusha. The Gag, the Aliyah, that's a different Mokim. That's not the Mokim that we're speaking about. He's speaking about Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Karka Yerushalayim. We're speaking about Azorah, that's Karka Azorah. If we have a Mokim that is Choluk Bifnei Atzmoy, so Mamela doesn't have the Kedusha of the Mokim, doesn't have Kedusha Azorah, doesn't have Kedusha Yerushalayim. But if the Pasuk mentioned the Aliyah, and the Pasuk is telling us which is Mokim HaMikdash. And Aliyosov falls into, this is part of Mokim HaMikdash. The Pasuk mentioned Aliyos. So if this is Mokim HaMikdash, this is Mokim HaMikdash. That is Chaylik Rishus Bivnei Atzmai. Rav is only speaking about when this is not Yene Mokim. So Rav says it doesn't become bottle to the Mokim HaMikdash. It's a Chaylik Rishus Bivnei Atzmai. But here the Pasuk said, Beferish Aliyosov. So this is a din of Mokim HaMikdash. Taisvis in Shvuis, Taf Yitzayin Amit Beis, the Taisvis HaRashbe says it over here also, says a Gevaldik HaChiddush, there's a Shakla Vitalia in Taisvis. Taisvis has a Kashe, if a Tomei went on the Gag of the Heichel, the Gag over the Aliyah. So Taisus held that Lachaira, just like the Gemara says, Shani Heichel, because the Pasuk speaks about the Heichel, so the Gag of the Heichel also has Kedushas Heichel. That was Taisus Kash, and Taisus said, Arayf na Gemara Nitazoi. Seems that Tomei that goes on the Gag of Heichel is not Chayib, als Bo Betume. So Taisus answers no. That the Gemara only spoke about the Aliyah of the Heichel, because this the Pasuk mentions specifically. But the Gag Heichel, since the Pasuk doesn't mention the Gag, it doesn't have Kedushas Heichel. Azay Zaktaisvis. So even though that is for sure that everything that was built in the Beis HaMikdash Wazicha hakel biksov miyad Hashem olai hisku. The Gemara says in Sukkah that they, by the Simchas Beis HaShaive, they built gzusta rois, that the women should sit upstairs. Frek the Gemara, how could you build gzusta rois? Hakel biksov miyad Hashem olai hisku. You can't build whatever you want there, it's a hefkeres. You have to build the Beis HaMikdash, whatever wasn't the Beis HaMikdash, had to be in the blueprint that the David HaMelech gave over to Shlomo. Something that's not in this blueprint you can't put in. You can't make stamas like Zusterois. So Moses says, no, there's a Pasuk. We have arrived from a Pasuk that there has to be Zusterois. So then it lies in the blueprint. But nothing was built in the Beis HaMikdash, which was not Biksov Miyad Hashem Olai Hiskel. Everything was Biksov. But it's not muchach that has kedushas hamokim. That means as follows: if the Torah was mefaret the aliyah, so the aliyah, this is called mokim hamigdash. That what the Torah was mefaret that there's an aliyah. This is called mokim hamigdash. So the aliyah is part of mokim hamigdash. Masha'inkin the gagim, which was zicher biksov miyad Hashem olai hiskil, but since it's not mefurit bikros, so it's not muchach that on the gag this is called mokim hamigdash. It had to be there, but it's not muchach that this is mokim. Mokim hamigdash is only what the pasuk was mefarat. This is mokim hamigdash. The Marsha says interesante vort. The Marsha says. It's very interesting that the Aliyah over the Kodesh Kedoshim was more chomo than the Kodesh Kedoshim. The Kodesh Kedoshim, the Kohen Gadol, went in once a year. And this is once every 50 years, for one man the Yama. So the Maharsha says, a Mishunah Dikizach, he says, that the Gemara says in Sukkah, May Oilam Layor the Shechina Lamata May Asore. Because it says, Hashemayim Shemayim Hashem Baruch Nosel of Neyodam. The Rebbein Shem never goes into Lamata May Asore. That's Rishus Odom. Shechina never went there. There's Oretz, there's Shemayim, and then there's Cholol. Cholol is no man's land. Don't can sein Shechina, don't can sein mention, but Al Kaponim in Oretz, Layor the Shechina Lamata May Asore. So he says, so in when there was Hashchos HaShchineh, Hashchos HaShchineh was not in the complete Kodesh Kadoshim, because it didn't go Lamata Miyasorah Tvachim, it was only Lamayla Miyasorah Tvachim. So in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it wasn't Mole HaShchineh. He says, but the Aliyah over the Kodesh Kadoshim, there was Mole HaShchineh. So that's why this was more Chomor than the Kodesh Kadoshim alone. Mistama over the Aliyah, Mistama, since that wasn't Mokim HaMikdash, Mistama, there wasn't Shechina there also. But Mokim HaMikdash, where it was possible, there was Hashchos HaShechina. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Toshma, HaLishkois HaBnuyois BaKodesh, the Lishkois, which were built, now the Lishkois were Chadorim, Habnuyais Bakoidish. They were built Bakoidish. That means they were built B'mokei Ma'azore. Upsuchais L'choil. But the Pesach, it did not open up into the Azore. It opened up into the Harabayis. Toicham Choil. So these Chadorim, these Lishkois, so even though the Mokei Ma'alishko was Mekoyma Azore, but since it did not open up into the Azore, the entrance was from Harabayis, Toichon Choyl. So Toich HaLishka had a din of Choyl, so Rashi says it had a din of Kedushas Harabayis. It had a din of Kedushas Harabayis. The Gagoy Seyem, but the Gag of the Lishka is Kodesh. The Gag had a halacha of Kodesh. No, das ist doch bitter. So we see already this is Akasha and Rav. Rav said that the Gagay Halishkeis did not have a Kedushas Hazore. And here it says that the Gagay Seyim Kodesh. Kodesh. And for the Gemara, Til Gemara Rav Chizdis had a teretz for Rav, b'she Gagay Seyim Shovin Lekalka Hazore. We're speaking about that these Lishkois were underground Lishkois. So the level of the Gag was the same level of the Karka Azore. So it wasn't Chaylik Rishus Bifnei Atzmai. The whole Lomdes of Rav is that a Gag is a different Rishus. It's not Azore. It's at least 10 Tvachim higher than the Azore. So it's a different Rishus. If it's a different Rishus, it doesn't have Kedushas Azore. Here we're speaking about Gagois, which their height was similar to the height of the Azore. We're speaking about an underground Lishke. So Memele, so it wasn't Chaylik Rishus Bifnei Atmei, so they had Kedushas Azore. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Lishkois Abnuyois Bakoidish Ba'azore. They were built in the Azore. Upsuchais lechoil, she'ein lehem pesach lazore, he did not have an entrance to the Azore, from the Azore, or an exit to the Azore, elo laharabayis, that means you get into it from Harabayis, the knesis from Harabayis. Toichon choil, so the inside of these lishkos is choil. Zogt Rashi, don't take it literally. Kikdushas Harabayis. The Toich HaLishke is Kedushas Harabayis. V'loika Azore, doesn't have Kedushas Azore. The Boso Psicha also. You look where the Pesach is. So the Pesach is Mibachutz from the Harabayis. So it's Kedushas Harabayis. Doesn't have Kedushas Azore. But the Gag is Kodesh. So the Gemara answered, "B'shegagisayin shovin lekarka zore, shalishkois benuyois b'mechilois tachas hakarka."
the lishkes were built underground. Hilkach, gagin the two, so the gagin of these lishkes, avelohu ki ara, so this was like the kark, it wasn't chaylik reshus bifnei atzmoy, so it's like the kark azor, it's esktushes azor. So if we are speaking about underground lishkais, so let's see the safe of the barais, Eimer safe, benuyais bechayl. But if the lishke, the lishkis, which were bonui bechayl, they were built in Harabayis, the area of the lishke was Harabayis, upsulchais lekoidesh, and they were pasuach lekoidesh. That means you were able to enter these lishkes from the Azorim. Toichon koidesh. So the inside of the lishke is koidesh. So here we see that the Iker is totally where it's pasuach to. It's, if it's pasuach lekoidesh, toichon koidesh. The gag goiseyem chol. But the gag is chol. So the vile, this halach is very understandable. I mean, the kedushas amokim is totally in what it's pesayach to. So mamela, since the lishkas pasuach to the azores, it has kedushas azores. The gag lemaise is built, is benuya ispachoil, it's built in Harabayit, so it has kedushas Harabayit, it's choil. But if you're telling me that the lishkes that this Barais is speaking about underground lishkes, because that's what you told me, the first case that says that Gagaisein Kaidish is speaking about an underground lishka. And now the Barais differentiates if the underground lishka is Pasuach Lakaidish, Pasuach Lachel, but Al Kaponim, but Al Kaponim was speaking about underground lishkais. These Al Kedaiter b'shigagoy same shoving lekal kazore havi lo mechilois. So it comes out we're speaking about mechilois. For Omar Rabbi Yochanan mechilois loy niskach. So the Gemara and the Havamina had learned that Rabbi Yochanan had said a chiddush that even though there is a halacha that bnuyois, psuchais lekoidish, has a halacha of koidish. But if it's a mechile, if it's underground mechile, it's like niskacha. When is there then a psuchais lekoidish niskadish? Dafke, if it's the same level of the azore. But if it's an underground level, like niskacha. So the Gemara the Havmina held that Rabbi Yochanan was mechadish that mechiles loy niskatshu afilu psuches lekoidesh. So if it's speaking about underground mechiles, how could it say toichon kodesh, toichon kodesh? It's mechiles, and we have a member of Rabbi Yochanan mechiles loy niskatshu. And for the Gemara, no. Ki koma Rabbi Yochanan bepsuches laharabayis. Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about when the mechilois are pasuach laharabayis, kisanya hi. This beraisa that says that what, that it's kodosh is pepsuchais lazore. This is speaking, it's pasuach lazore. Let us see Rashi. Sagt Rashi, ki amra Rabbi Yochanan loha de mechila is loinis kachu bepsucha is laharabayis. He's speaking about psucha is laharabayis. The gabi shiluach balkeri amishtaleyach utz laharabayis amra beilu dvorim. He said this, lagabi shiluach balkeri. The komar mechilois loinis kachu. Ubalkeri mishtalechutz lishtei machnois. Umuter likonois bemechilois taharabayis. The mechilois do not have kedushas harabayis. We'll come back to this Rashi. Kisanya hi de toichen koidesh bepsuches lazore. Ochinokat psucha is the boss of psychos and ozline. So the Gemara says as follows, that mechilois. Now we have over here, mechilois. The Baraisa speaks about two types of mechilois. The Baraisa speaks about mechilois which are benuyois ba'koidesh, upsuchais lachoil, and teichon choil. And then we have a second in, mechilois, benuyois ba'choil, upsuchais lachoidesh. There's two that we have to know where the ikim mokim is. So the Gemara said as follows. Mechilois that are benuyois b'choil and psuchais l'koidesh, there's no memra of Rabbi Yochanan. As Rabbi Yochanan never said that these mechilis are not niskadish if they're pasuach lazor. But if you have mechilois psuchais benuyois b'choil or psuchais b'choil, so then this is different. That was the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, that bnuyois b'choil upsuchais l'choil, it's tarti l'reyuse, it's bnuyois b'choil, the area is harabayis, and it's pasuach l'harabayis, so it doesn't have kedushas harabayis. And the Balkari is permitted to go into these mechilas. Before we hear a Rashi, Rashi said, the Baraisa said, mechilois, that were bnuyois ba'koidish upsuchais lachoil, toichon choil. So what did Rashi say, toichon choil? Kikdushas harabayis, v'loi ka'azore. But it has kdushas harabayis. So Rashi says, klo here, toichon choil, it has kdushas harabayis. And the Balkari is also in bnuyois ba'koidish upsuchais laharabayis. And here we say that Rabbi Yochanan said if it's psuchais lachoil, it doesn't have kedushas harabayis. So what's the difference? So the Dvar Shmuel is mevayer. Not here, before he's mevayer, but that's the difference. Before we were speaking about that it was benuyois ba'koidesh psuchais lachoil, so then it's nachsin and darginos benuyois ba'koidesh, but it has kedushas harabayis. Abakeri would be yosef. Rabbi Yochanan was mechadish, mechilis that are benuyais b'choil, upsuchais l'choil, not pasuach l'harabayis. So then it's nachsin and darge, and it doesn't even have kedushas harabayis, and the Balkari is mutter. Frag the Gemara, v'asanye, Rabbi Yochanan oimer, mechilis mitachas ha'echol choil. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mechilois, Mitachas, Ahechol, Choyl. So the Gemara understood that these Mechilois were Pasuach, Lekoidesh. And it's still Choyl. Not the way you said before, that it's only Choyl if it's Pasuach, Lekoyl. The Gemara held that speaking about it's Pasuach, Lekoidesh. And for the Gemara, no, Kisan Yehi, Shepsuch, is Lekoyl. It's also speaking about that it's Pasuach, Lekoyl. Zogt Rashi. Basanya mechila ishetachas heichol choil, because halka daifet pesuches lazore koma, and it's still choil, mishaninem pesuches lechoil, shemechiles mahalches mitachas achas esrei ama shachere beis hakapoires, ad shniftoches larabais mechutz lazore. That's pesuches lechoil. L'chayr al-pi-cheshben, these mechilas should have a din of Kedushas Harabayis al-Kaponim, because this is l'chayr b'nuyis ba-Kodesh. Zog the Gemara weiter. Toshma. We learned in the Baraisa, V'gagoy Kodesh. What Baraisa is this? This is going on the Heichel. Toshma V'gagoy Kodesh. Gagoy shall Heichel. V'seife doho de Rabbi Yehudi. Eisiz Rabbi Yehudi said as follows. The mechilois which are underneath the heichel achoil. The gag over the heichel is kodesh. V'hochi le'motzi l'shnui k'delel me'heichel ne'isevinish no gagi le'ksiv b'kho. That place we mentioned Shavuos Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Rashi says the same thing over here. Since it doesn't mention the Gag, so the Gag is not considered Mokim HaMikdash. So in here we see Klo Gagoy Kodesh, the Gagoy of the Heichel is Kodesh. So it's Akasha and Rab. We don't have a Posik. And here it says Gagoy Kodesh. In fact, the Gemara of Atisbara, I'll ask you Akasha. Boktoni, we learn Gagin Halolu, Ein Oichlum Shom Kodshe Kodoshim, Ein Shoichtim Shom Kodshim Kalim. We learned a Baraisa that said Klo like Rab, that Akaponim the Gagoy Azore does not have Kedushas Azore, you cannot eat there Kodshe Kodshim, you cannot Shecht Kodshim Kalim. Taisus in Shavuos says you can't even eat Kodshim Kalim there either, because since it's moved, it doesn't have Kedushas Yerushalayim either. But Al Kaponim, but how could you say Gagoy Kodesh? It's not Kodesh. It says called Gagim Alolu, do not have Kedushas Azore. In fact, the Gemara of El Koshe Gagoy Kodesh, what's Pshat, Rabbi Yehuda said Gagoy Kodesh, that the Gag of the Heichel is Kodesh. You're just telling me now, that the Gagai does not have Tushas Azore. Omar Rav Chame Bar Gurya Lo Oison Beis Amois. That, but the Gag of the Heichel says it's Kodesh, you have to take this with a grain of salt. It does not mean that it's Tushas Azore. Chas V'Sholom. No, it's Mekudesh that you put there, Dvorim Mekudoshim there. That means they used to store there Dvorim Mekudoshim. Not that even you need a Mokim Mekudish for it, but it means they used to go and put Dvorim Mekudish to store Dvorim Mekudoshim there. And the Gemara is going to bring, like there was places where they stored measuring rods that were used for Dvorim Mekudoshim. There's also stored in a special place. So the Gagai Kodesh means you used to store other Dvorim Mekudoshim on the Gagai Eichel, but it does not mean at all that the Gagai Eichel had Kedusha Sazor. Listen on. We learned a Mishnah that says as follows. Beis Amois Hoya B'Shushan Habira. There were two measuring rods in Shushan Habira. Now Shushan Habira was an aliyah over the Shar HaMizrach. Was called Shushan Habira because when the Beis HaMikdash was built, there were orders given from Shushan that there should be a picture of Shushan in the Beis HaMikdash, that we should know that you came from Shushan. They enabled them to build the Beis HaMikdash. So Mamela, when one walked into the Beis HaMikdash, one saw Shushan in front of him. Anyway, so this area, this aliyah by the Shar HaMizrach was called Shushan Habira. And in this area, they used to store two measuring rods, two amas. Achas al keren mizrochis tzfoinis. One rod was put on the northeastern side of this aliyah. Achas al keren mizrochis droimis, on the southeastern side. Shal keren mizrochis tzfoinis, oise yeseira al shomoy shechatzi etzba. The one on the Mizrachis Tzvoinis, northeastern side, was, Mizrachis Tzvoinis, I see Sarah Shalmai Shechatzi Etzba, was a half of an Etzba longer than an Amo. An Amo is 6 Tfochim. This was a measuring rod with 6 Tfochim plus a half an Etzba. The Zu Shalkerem Mizrachis Dvoinis, and the measuring rod, which was on the southeastern corner, Hoise Yeseira Oleho Chatzi Etzba. This was a Chatzi Etzba larger than the measuring rod on the northeastern corner. Nimtzeis Yeseira Al Shalmoisha Etzba. So this measuring rod was an Etzba larger than the normal Amo, which is 6 Tfach. So we had over here two measuring rods. One was a half a Etzba, longer than the normal measuring, longer than an amma, and one was a etzpa longer than an amma. Beloma hoyu achas gedoyla v'achas ktana. Why did you have, there's an amma is an amma. Why did you have big ones and small ones? She umnim noitlim b'ktana. There was a normal amma there also. So the umnim used to take material from Bedek Abayis, with a normal measuring rod. Umarzirim begdoila. And when they gave back, an amel with a larger measuring rod. Kadesh le yavoyu lidei mila. So we could be assured that they never were moil behegdish. So they always had to give back more than they had taken. So akaponim, and that way we'll be sure they didn't give back less than they had taken. So they weren't moil behegdish. Vitarti lo moli. Why do you need two oversized amis? One was a half etzba oversized, one was a etzba oversized. So the Moses says, achas lekaspa vedavet. The measuring rod that was used for silver and gold, so that they didn't make such a big measuring rod for them to give back with. For measuring silver and gold, it's very expensive. So that was sufficient, a half a etzba more than the normal amma. Achas lebinyona, but when the umnim worked on inyone binyon, so then they gave back with a measuring rod which was an etzba larger than the etzba, than the amma of Moshe Rabbeinu. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Toshma, Gagoy Kodesh, Gagoy Shel Heichel, the Seif Dad Rabbi Yudi, Vach Lemotzel Shnui, Kidolel Meheichel Neise Vinish Ta Gagoy Leksiv Bekro, Gagoy Nalolo Shebe Zoro, Velishkei Seo, Ein Eichlem Shem Kodshe Kodshim, En Acholim Bazore, Ein Shechtem Shem Kodshim Kalam, En Ishchotem Chomokim Bazore, Loison Shtei Amis, So the Moses, that was his Gagoy Kodesh, Lohi Kodshi Gagoy Lishimush Nesines Kli Kodesh, Atzrich Lebinyin. It means it's kodesh for storing kli kodesh. Abloy atzrichen lemizbeach. Not things that you need a kedushas mizbeach. Yad ashken sheoisen shtei ames makle shal mida hoyu. They were measuring rods. Nesunis begoy vashar shu begagna balis. It's not shtei ames kane mida hoyu b'shushan abira. B'shushan vahu b'ayis abonli al goy vashar. This was a room over the Goy Vashak, the Samaseches Midas, Sharei Mizrochi, Ba'olov, Shushan Abiro, Tzura Mitzuyeres. It's a picture of Shushan Abiro, Mefashinu Memnochis, Teshiyedu Meichan Boy, you should know where they came from. Ochi, Hod, the Kotshi Gagin. So that's what it says, Kotshi Gagin, L'chol, the Domim, L'shtei Amis. Something that's similar to the two Amis. That means, Lam Tavke, they stored in these Gagin other things. But it was something similar to Amis, L'abit, Tzorech HaMizbeach. But they weren't kaddish for any real davar shetzarich kedusha. Shalmai sheshishet vachem. V'lama hoyu achas gedoyla v'achas ktane. Tiski lohu b'shalmai she. It should be sufficient a normal ame. She umnim shesochon livnes kach v'kach ames noitun lamides haktane shalmai she. Marziren abinyan legizborim, after it was built, lemida achas me'elo agdoilis, kidei sheyevatru mishalem lehegdish, they should give from their own to hegdish. V'loi betzimtzum, shemi yana min hegdish v'chinam, v'yavoy ludei mila. V'tarti gdoilis lomali, why did you need two gdoilis? Tizgi bishal moyshe b'choda mahanach. Why need two gdoilis? Choda ledava v'kaspa. Bezu she'en yisei rosh ha-moshe lachatzi etzba hoyo lo'umnis zov v'chesev kimin tablois v'shulchonoi shem umnis kveida. Rosh and kveida is difficult. Rashi says umnis yekoro. Rashi menochis like it says yekoro. I mean, this was a precious umnis. You can't tell them to be mevater a whole etzba. Bezu sheyeseir ale etzba yimerzirin binyan avodim umeisifen al tnoin etzba lechol amo. Let us see the tap toisvis. Lei nitzorcha ela lo oison shtei amis. So toisvis says, lei boi le meima. The Gemara does not want to say the oison shtei amis hoyu minochois begagoi shel heichel. Not, the Gemara does not mean to say that these two measuring rods, that was lying in the Gagoy Shel Heichel. The Shar Mizrochi, these two Amis, these two measuring rods, they want the Shar Mizrochi. She'olov Tzurasa Tzurashu Shonabira. Yeah. Achas Mishari Yazorah Oyo. This is one of the Shorim of the Yazorah.
that had a picture of Shishan HaBira, in this bias over the Shah was the Shtei Amis. So what was on the gag of the Eichel? Alohichikom. Kemoi shoy say sham mizrochi oye mekudish. Onir sham kli kaidish. That was the kedusha. They stored kli kaidish. Kemoi kain gagoy shal heichel kaidish to come. That what it says, the gag of the Eichel is kaidish. Haine latznir sham kli kaidish. So it was kaidish to store their kli kaidish. Shleishi kli kaidish tzrichen mokim mekudish. This was Adam Mechabed Samokim Fakert. That was the privilege of this mokim that they were able to hold Dvorim Mekudoshim Sham. So that's why it's called Vigagoy Kodesh. It was Muchen to hold Dvorim Mekudoshim.